just as I can step into availability, this mind state, this attitude, this value reflection, so I can sit inside this phenomena of being available. I am inside the experience of available. I'm not outside and pushing it around or trying to use it like a hammer or a mop or a broom or a television screen or a mirror. I'm inside the experience itself. I'm knowing the experience in its bareness, this Buddhist term of bareness. It's a prior to available to a thing. There's no thing there yet. Availability is this mind state, this capacity. And it has a very distinct feelings associated with little energetics. And before there's objects, in other words, before you're available to body sensations or you're available to thoughts and emotions, mind states and all of that, pleasant and unpleasant, you're just there in the capacity. You are inward staying at this moment. Many of you can recognize that here and now. You are inward staying in relation to being available. And this inward staying includes being inside the experience. You're both experiencing it and observing it. They're there together as you're in the middle of it. It just available feels like this. Doesn't need an object. You know what it feels like. Doesn't need an emotion, it doesn't need any kind of a specific, because the capacity itself is specific. May I experience the depth of availability? May I experience the depth of availability as best I am able? There's a felt sense of available. There's a stillness because it's not being available of anything. There's a stillness. There's a steadiness. This aliveness that has been pointed to repeatedly today, there's aliveness to available. Can you feel that? Don't think it's supposed to feel a certain way and am I getting it right? That's not useful. How does it feel to you? Like, oh, so there's aliveness here, huh? I wonder if this is it, period. You're opening to it. You're not figuring it out. You're not resulting. You're practicing practice. For me, the aliveness is very much a part of it. For me, there's a heart feeling that often comes involved. It's coming right now. Not always, but often. There's a kind of a whole embodiment of it. There's a embodied feeling of being available. I have just a touch of gratitude. What are your experiences? Again, this word alive, feel so alive, this available. In this moment, there's this strong hint of a waking that's awakened, available. But it, I can't really say that it's there, but there's a hint, there's a feeling, it's like a kind of vibratory feeling of that. That awake has this, that this available, awake, alive, are all there together. But still, I can't really claim the awake. And I don't have any desire to. I don't think, oh, it would be better. I don't have any preference like that. I'm just reporting my experience out loud that I'm noticing inside me through mindfulness. Notice, if you will, move your attention to the breath, to the wind element. And experience it from your availableness to the experience. Don't think it's supposed to be a certain way. You're being available to available. First, for me, the breath sort of stopped. I was very aware of it, but it kind of stopped. And then when it started flowing, it's very alive, this breath, very soothing, very quiet. It's not smooth, it's more soothing than smooth. There's little edges of excitement in it, of energy edges. What's your experience? So steady. It can certainly be too much, that we're too much available in this moment for our nervous system. And so we move away from this being so open, if that seems wise. You can be so available in relating to someone with love, and you get overwhelmed, you get afraid. You've exceeded what you're ready for in that moment, so you back off a little bit. This awake feeling has to do with insight. Again, it can be too much. So you just pull away a little bit in terms of how close you are experiencing the available. Just pull a little away. It's naturally arising, this deeply knowing of being available. Naturally arising. None of us did this. Notice that there is a staying inward. Staying inward. Staying inward. Inward staying. The available is not going out yet. It's staying in. You're not going out to objects. Or maybe you've already started going out, and that's okay. To be inward staying and available. Very powerful place from which to practice. So easily satisfied.